Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Oh, welcome back. I normally don't do this. I let the guys on the Monday through Friday do that. But as everyone knows, that Republic Broadcasting Network is always in a fundraising efforts to try to keep the money flowing in, to keep the wolves off their back, to keep the shows in the network going. So if there's something you can do to help support that, do so. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and find out the information on how to donate. But it is for a good cause. I mean, you don't receive any of the news nor the political commentary other than what the state has to say, unless you listen to a network like this. Anyways, I was just continuing. You know, not too long ago, the U.S. had refused to condemn any of the Nazis' actions over the Ukraine. I have photos of U.S. military over in Afghanistan in 2011 holding up the SS flag underneath the U.S. flag. But anyway, there's always something constant in the media. Just like I think I mentioned last week, it may have been the week before, about all the Social Security that was paid out in the millions to all these Nazi war criminals that who were imported over here to the United States and worked under Operation Paperclip to build the V-2 rocket into the cruise missile and help get NASA off the ground and all this. But there's always some glorification of Nazis today, and yet we were told that Hitler and his Nazis were so evil and stuff. But this story of this Latvian capital, this Riga, I believe they pronounce it. But anyway, it's remembering its legionnaires. We missed this. It was 2 days ago. Who served in the Latvian Waffen SS Legion and fought on the side of Germany in World War II. We always see these stories that constantly keeps the Nazis into the news, and yet they are out there avidly removing all of our history, but they're only selectively keeping certain history in there to be used by some and abused by others to keep this constant fear going. It's amazing. But anyway, now I want to tell you about something I've noticed here, along with other events that are coming up that it was mentioned in the papers and in Israel and stuff. But anyway, there is an article on Strategic Culture, and it talks about why the super rich rush to buy these nuclear-proof bunkers. And it goes on to say that the rush amongst the super rich started after a key event in 2014. And in this single stunning event, it suddenly sparked a rush by the super rich to buy these nuclear-proof bunkers. And we have heard of them only through social media. You don't see any of this on your mainstream media platform. But you have to ask why. And, of course, we always know that those up in the higher echelons of businesses, corporations, governments, they all know what they have planned, just like these Council on Foreign Relations meetings where Hillary announces to the world that she gets her marching orders from the CFR in direct emails, by the way. And I'd like to see if Tom Fitton there at Judicial Watch could ever find any of those to see actually what they talked about. But anyway, the evidence is showing that the officials and others are planning and covering this up and blatantly lying what some have already done. And, of course, the consequences of this is probably what they know themselves is you cannot win a war in an air campaign. You have to have ground movements. And today, if you research this yourself, you'll see the billions of dollars U.S. soldiers are sedated on these SSRI drugs, the Viagra, and other drugs, the billions of dollars to keep these soldiers going. And I've also talked about the psychiatry in the military, the hidden enemy video on YouTube, where it was the desire of all peoples from the early 1900s, from World War One forward, was to build the ultimate soldier. And, of course, this was to sedate them or to pump them up to get and go out and do these conflagrations to keep these wars going. And, of course, as the kids were separated from their parents, they, too, became victims of these drugs to help them with their displacement of their loved ones. But it shows a trend that since there are going to be very few people that can actually fight out there on these wars, that as Mike Rivero and others would comment probably the same, is that it sounds like it won't be just ground wars. It will probably be something in the nuclear war. And this isn't to scare anyone, because personally, I feel if the governments want to do that, at least I'll be totally out of debt. But anyway, and they can sit on radioactive property for quite a while. But anyway, but more people do not see as, and I don't want to jump from out of my area here I was talking of there, but I will note this here, so keep a memory of that, because I have a story here from one of the Israel papers here that I'll read to you here in just a second. Anyway, now on to, as we were talking about earlier, the University of Michigan hosts its pederastic lecture on sex between adult men and boys. And to preface this, I will go on and talk about how Canada and other states or nations, countries, are lowering their age of consent and or terms of consent to normalize any interaction sexually between men and boys. And how when I opened up my show today, how this is prevalent in the non-prosecutions of people. Namely, you hear that maybe someone steps down or, as was mentioned, is moved to a different parish or what like that. But you never hear of anyone going to jail for this. And this is because everything has become normalized. Anyway, this is on an event taking place at the University of Michigan. It aims to analyze the sexual relations between the adult men and adolescent boys. And I like that term adolescent. That just shows you the pre-puberty type scenario we're talking here. And the event, which is called this paradisic kinship, it's based on these queer studies, and it's featured in this Emory University, or by this Emory University professor, Kaji Amin. And the lecture will focus on the relationships between the adult males and younger boys, as I mentioned. And the event description describes this modern movement as a sexual, ethical, and politically dubious, but goes on to analyze the role it played for this French author and activist Jean Gainet. And I looked up these two people here, and again, you can imagine being a professor at a university and having a doctorate in queer studies. This goes along with the Pennsylvania College that is offering a course on the queering of God, or Berkeley on the advantageous aspects of having anal sex. And I don't see how people could actually put that down on a job application and think that that in some way is a qualification to get a job. But this Gene Genet, I believe is it's pronounced right, died in 1986. But it's noted there in Wikipedia, this French criminal and social outcast turned writer who, as a novelist, transformed the erotic and often obscene subject matter into a poetic vision of the universe, and as dramatist, became a leading figure in the avant-garde theater, especially the theater of the absurd. And so when you look at what they are socially engineering people with, and we've talked about how they want to limit population, they scream about Social Security that they need three workers for every one worker that isn't working, that is collecting Social Security. And then, of course, you have the decline in sexual activity amongst male and female, women that are waiting later and later to perhaps get married and have children. And then, of course, we have the 800 and some odd babies a day that are killed by Planned Parenthood. But this all seems to be on an agenda there. But in the meantime, though, it as you take away those that would pay into the system, there's no way to replace it unless you do further taxes on the other people. So it's just more social engineering, and it's sad to think that people would get so into this. I forgot to mention there with Vladimir Putin and his winning over there that Boris Johnson over in UK is right now being medically sedated with anti-anxiety drugs. I cannot believe this alleged poisoning over there. I commented on this on Twitter earlier that this pumping up of this, no photos of the alleged victims, no access to hospitals, no signs of ambulance activity. They are just ramping this up at about an alleged poisoning. And this is the same premise of number 10 Downing Street in their stupid memos, the Downing Street memo, where they alleged all this activity from Iraq. And now here we're only talking about two people, a former Russian who was a spy, an MI6 spy. And now we go back to the Downing Street memos where, again, I say again that the fact of over a million people died in Iraq over that lie, countless hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians, also the poor, uninformed military, which were suckered into that. I have friends that served over there in the Iraq and Afghanistan area, but more Iraq, and they told me some harrowing stories from what happened over there, as well as what their own activities were while they were there. But the UK keeps pumping out its entire propaganda there. But all you have to do is look behind the scenes on anything. And namely, if you look at the unemployed rate over in Britain, again, they claim, like America, that it's the unemployment figures are down at 4%, blah, 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 blah. But when you start looking up demographically the ages of those unemployed, and oddly, it's mostly males in the military age, which are unemployed. So what do you do with a bunch of guys standing around doing nothing and can't afford to sit at the pub drinking a beer or something like that, or a brew, what we call it over here? Oh, you start a war, you know. But we know that the economies around the world are failing. Whether it's Toys R Us closing or laying off 30,000 more people, or these other, I gave a partial list last week of the stores that were closing. And, of course, this leads to a potential apartment lost, a home foreclosed on, a car repossessed, the loss and ding onto someone's credit. It never ends. And, of course, they keep pumping this out about how great the economy is and everything. And, of course, it's not. What do you want? Uma's over here picking on me. I love that dog. But anyway, so in line with everything I said before, now over there in Haaretz News right now, the Israeli military drill It simulates a multi-front war with Russia intervening over Syria. And, of course, we know that the U.S. here recently had sent all their troops over there. And we have the U.S., I forget his name, who says U.S. soldiers will die for Israel. And I think this is all on the tempest of coming up here in May. It may happen before, of the dedication of the embassy over there. In Jerusalem, or to move the embassy in Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And, of course, this is going to cause more problems. And, of course, a lot of my friends have been tweeting this the scriptural side about how Damascus will be left in ruins from the biblical standpoint. But, of course, no one seems to care, just as long as whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. So it's saddening, but... it's what do you do? You know, we can't stop them. And again, no one seems to want to stop them. They're too busy worried about enlarging their penises by 3 inches or making sure that men can have sex with little boys. That's a distraction nowadays. Fred, over in Michigan. Good evening, Fred. Good to hear you in there again. How you doing?
Hey, Keith. Glad to hear your broadcast. Oh, man. The way I look at this, to fight, to combat, what Henry Mankell, identifies as, the Jewish conspiracy is British imperialism. That's well, from 29 yeah, March of last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why the Israelis are doing so hard to block that Al Jazeera stuff about what Israel's lobby is doing over in the UK.
Right, and also over here, it's obvious. Even Ralph Nader in 04 when he was a Prez candidate, along with Senator Fritz Hollins of South Carolina, they each gave their own respective speeches. Hollins in the U.S. Senate, and they declared AIPAC and all the other Talmudic Jew organizations are just hell-bent on global hegemonic conquest, and that, of course, refers to the old dead Yanan. I never knew how to spell it until Lark spelled it out on RBN. O-D, Oscar David Edward David, old dead, and then Y-I-N-O-N, Nancy Oscar Nancy, old dead Yanan. Greater Israel, 1982. Oded Yanan was a Mossad director.
Mm-hmm.
So Oded Yanan integrates the Kalergi program of ethnocide, also known as international communism. And there's a really great presenter on YouTube, Matthew North. Impresses me as being a U.S. military vet, Matthew North. Kalergi plan for international communism. You gotta see that, man. I mean, that will, if that doesn't motivate the audience to get their butts in gear, I don't know what will. The other one, there's a Scotsman by the name of Thorsten, T-H-O-R-S-T-E-N, Thorsten, who does his presentment on the Kalergi International Communism Plan. His is also exceptionally inspiring, motivating. And then if you know anybody in Wales, UK, there happens to be Sovereign Wales, sovereignwales.com. And at sovereignwales.com is... an immensely scholarly but succinct and comprehensible report expose on what I just described about Count Richard Kudenhove Kalergi of Austria. And he wrote a whole frickin' book in 1920 or 22, and he precisely delineates the blueprint of the Oded Yanan global hegemonic takeover. It's
yeah.
Frickin'
cool. All right, Fred, I have to let you go here. I have another caller online. Got a break coming up here, too. But I appreciate you calling in, though. And, you know, there is, it's the Zionist movement, and why so many people support it, I don't know. But anyway, thanks for calling in, though, okay? Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. You're listening to Keith Rogers here on Frequency. Before I go on to the next caller here, Charlie in L.A., which you can get them all keyed up there, but the Israeli papers are now saying that the fall of Ghouta over there in Syria threatens Israel, U.S. interest, and the West. And again, like I say, when you look at prior tweets from Donald Trump in 2013 about getting out of Syria, it's bad, we're going to lose everything, like, you know, we don't see anyone stopping. The goal is the same. It doesn't matter who you elect as president. It's war, war, war. And of course, this is all over pipelines, Israel's access to the Golan Heights for oil, Gaza's Leviathan oil field, LP field, the pipeline from Qatar up to through Jordan, all that up into that area. It's all over oil, and I always call it G-oil politics. But anyway, I want to put that story out there to go along with this increasing stuff about Russia and the attacks and the wars, and just so you would see it, why it's coming there. Anyway, Charlie, down in Los Angeles, go ahead. How are you doing tonight?
Good, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. A quick comment. The Golan Heights is basically where Israel gets their water from. Take the Golan Heights back, and you can dry out the Jews.
I fail to see the bad side of that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They don't care about oil. It's the water supply. There's 12,000 miles of water between us and the rest of the world. And, you know, it's amazing that what we spend to defend this country. I guess we're defending ourselves against the Russians or the Canadians and the Mexicans. There is probably more Russians in Washington, D.C. by the name of Meyer Lansky and Bugsy Siegel than most people think, and that's the Russians they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Big Greeny Greenberg, Mo Dalitz, all those guys that built Vegas, those are Russians. And you know that. You said you had family that worked in Vegas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are Russian Jews, and that's who they're talking about.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know how much Putin is... I don't know how much of this dumping on Putin is real, because Putin ran most of those people out of his country. They went to Britain and they went to Israel.
That's
a couple
and
of them
Ukraine.
Stayed behind that run banks.
Yeah, and to Ukraine.
Got a couple
don't
of them
that.
Running the banks there, but he basically ran the mob out of Russia. And now we've got them here. We have a problem with them here. So I don't know how much of all this war talk against Putin is fake. It's theater. Who's playing a role here? But we have the same enemy here. Putin has the same enemy. They want to get rid of him. Borisovsky said he was going to get rid of him. Borisovsky brought him to power, and then Putin stabbed him in the back right when 9/11 happened. It's very kind of weird that Putin showed up right around 9/11.
That's right.
We have Putin and our State Department have the same enemy. Okay? They just don't know how to deal with it. The sanctions against Russia, I don't know if it's because he's not, you know, keeping his Jews in line over there, or if he's really a threat in Syria. People really don't know, but we do know that these oligarchs are here, and they have a history of, you know, causing trouble from globally. And it's an Israeli-Russian mafia situation.
So I guess that's all
I got to say.
Well, you had mentioned, Charlie, there, the fact of, like, Canada and whatever like that. Well, you'll see, you know, if you remember, Lou Dobbs years ago gave back when I watched news, but you can find it on YouTube there, but where he was talking about NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and the so-called NAFTA Express Highway from Mexico up to Canada. You know, now you have Trump when he announces these sanctions and stuff, where he then says it's not going to affect Canada, and, you know, the list goes on. But again, they're building this new world order, the North American Union linked in with the European Union, and then the combining of the two into this new world order. And we see people fighting against this, and they're coming back strong against it. Anyway, Charlie, I have a break. Why don't you hold on for a minute? We'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right, Sam, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on the Public Broadcasting Network. Continuing our talk with Charlie in L.A. there. You know, hey, Charlie, I was going to, during the break, I was thinking of the, I do a lot of foreign newspaper reading, and it's so easy with, like, with Google Chrome or something like that, where you can instantly translate a page. But a lot of the Israeli ones and stuff, where they always gloat about how they control all the media, and of course, Hollywood and whatever. It kind of goes in line with the story I was reading here about how over in Sweden, the anti-immigration Sweden Democrats are basically being lambasted now because they're calling for the same thing, to be able to control anyone of a certain ethnic group that can, that owns more than a certain percentage of media. And instantly, she was called anti-Semitic. But this is that growing movement that we have, is that kind of like Voltaire said, if you want to see who rules over you, then try criticizing them. And that's where we're at today. Everything is controlled, whether it's a British lobby, AIPAC, whatever.
Well, they don't rule over Farrakhan, I guess, huh? It ain't taking all that from them.
I enjoy watching his videos. As someone with an open mind, I enjoy watching his videos because they give valuable insight, especially when you watch videos over in Israel of what they're telling the blacks and calling the blacks and stuff, that you see why people get so vindictive or at least call out those that are persecuting them.
Yeah. Well, a couple of those people from Parkland are over in Israel on a gun control march, but then if you see how they walk around in Israel, everybody's carrying an AK or a Uzi. They don't have gun control over there. But I just want to say about one quick comment, I'll hang up. As far as all this nuclear war talk, I think all of it is BS. Everything coming out of the media has to be proven before you believe any of it. I mean, If you nuke Chicago, you'll kill 2 million people. But then there's another 318 million people left to kill, but you'll destroy the Fortune 500. Okay? Nobody is going to let Trump start a nuclear war. The Fortune 500 has everything to lose.
But, well, I realize that, but remember, though, Trump has given his generals in power the authority to do whatever they want. But, you know, I was sitting here from a logistics portion, just, under the assumption, because there's a place on the Internet, I think it's called Nuke Map, but you can go in there and you can type in your location, the kilo or megatonnage of a certain weapon that would be, say, exploded in your area, and the damage that is done. And I was thinking, since Great Falls, Maelstrom Air Force Base here is one of the biggest targets in our area, that it wouldn't be so much, I mean, you know, think of the loss of life and stuff, but could you imagine, say, the Pentagon's dubbed Satan missile of Russia that carries 10 multiple warheads, what one of those detonating over that area could do to not only Great Falls, but to the Yellowstone caldera.
Yeah, but I just don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. Those generals aren't going to take any orders and start a nuclear war. Okay.
I don't think they will either.
It ain't going to happen. They don't have the stomach for it. They don't have the stomach for it. They're not even going to launch a cruise missile at Russia, because Russia cannot take out our Navy in 2 weeks. With the MiG-29, it flies at 60,000 feet. We can't even go up after it. 24 MiG-29s can destroy our Navy. People don't know that.
Yeah, there was another story here, Charlie, about how the U.S. has been mobilizing its fleet to go up into the Black Sea, and I forget the amount of ships and stuff, but as I just read those other two stories there, this sounds like there's going to be an all-out assault, ground assault, on Syria here pretty soon. It'll be waged from the war, and then they have the U.S. troops in Syria or in Israel right now, as well as Jordan and stuff, that are all going to be moved in the area because, like I mentioned before, you cannot win a war without a ground assault. So,
well, we all remember, if you know what happened to Israel when they went into Lebanon in 2006, they got their butt kicked. Okay, And if they're going to do it, they're going to have to do it fast and furious, because there's not enough white guys willing to take a bullet for Trump. I mean, you can have how many people are you going to sacrifice in a ground war? As soon as word gets back to the States, people are going to drop their guns and quit the Army. They're not going over there and getting their heads blown off. That Hezbollah is something to be dealt with. They are going to kick your butt. You're not going to. It's not going to happen. Trump is going to shine on Israel. You watch. He, just as much as he lied to the American people, he's going to lie to Israel. We're not going to go to war for these people.
Yeah, well, I say, I don't think we would go to war, but I would not put it past Israel to start something and then say, hey, U.S., go in there and mop it up.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion. Because too many people in the military know that Israel got their butt kicked in southern Lebanon in 2006, and it isn't that easy. It's complicated. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks. You have a good one there. Thanks for calling in, okay? Sorry, I've been reading on Twitter here as I've been going along here, and I'm listening to the stories here. Now they're posting photos of Vladimir Putin standing before the Saudi nationals, whereas all the other presidents around the world bow to them, these Wahhabists, you know. But well, I don't know. It's just it's amazing what I see it is going on. And again, I always matter of fact, I got in trouble with my own ex local church in 2003 when I watched the build up to the Iraq war, and I had made a comment on my MySpace page about how I had felt so sorry for those kids that are being lied to because they had no access to the actual facts of what was going on, when you could have researched it in the run-up to that, of how they had scourged the entire Iraq area looking for things, verifying what chemicals and what they could or could not find. And then all you do is watch the 2002 video where Netanyahu was wrong about Iraq. And in that video, he goes on and on describing there is no doubt that Iraq possesses these weapons of mass destruction. They could be the size of a washing machine. And, I mean, that's 5,000, though they claim 5,000, but many more, if not hundreds, thousands died in en route from Iraq to the hospitals in Germany. Remember, they only called what they called killed in action, KIA, as those who actually died in Iraq. Those on the planes and those who died in the German hospitals were not counted. But these constant lies, the same thing about hearing all about Iran all the time, just like this BS about wiping Zionist off the map, or sorry, wiping Israel off the map. That's not what is said, and anyone can freely go to Wikipedia and look up that entire quote, and it said that Zionism would come to its end. It had nothing to do about wiping Israel off the map or anything like that, because, as I've mentioned before, you can also freely watch on YouTube the video, "Don't Tell My Mother I'm in Iran." And I don't know the heritage of the boy that was featured in that, whether he was English or American. I think he's more English, so. But he went into Iran, and he talked with all the Jews living in Iran and the rabbis living in Iran, asking them why they didn't leave Iran. And they said, because we like it here. And surely, if Iran wanted to wipe the Jews off the map, he would have started domestically. But it's all these constant lies, and I get so tired of hearing this, because of a lot of these people just don't understand. And like I mentioned earlier about that kid I talked to at the store up here, when I mentioned the fact that today's Russia today was predominantly 86% Orthodox Christians, that's a side of the story you never hear. But of course, getting them to don the military regalia to go out there and fight this alleged enemy, and realize that for most that were raised as Christians and stuff, it's killing your own spiritual brethren. But the real important fact is, with all these politicians and all the trillions of dollars wasted by the Pentagon, the hundreds of billions of dollars by these corporations to keep these wars going and stuff, that every time you vote, and whenever they tell you it's so or such a necessity to vote, and you realize that all these wars continue on and stuff, it means that those politicians have completely failed. You could get more cooperation at a McDonald's ordering a Big Mac. At least they ascertain the value of what you're talking about, you know. Sometimes they screw up your order, but anyway, the point is, though, is all these elected officials, they do nothing to actually help support or do anything as far as peace and stuff. It's always basically the national security interest and how it will benefit these big corporations. And, excuse me, I notice that as you watch all these places, like Australia wants to drop their minimum wage now, that it's too much for the the corporations in Australia to be able to handle having to pay anything more than minimum wage. So now they want to pay less than minimum wage. And I've commented on a few of these things, the fact of keeping people into debt. And if you look up Australia's credit card debt, you'll see exactly how far that debt goes. And I remember years ago when the kids wanted something and I wanted to teach them fiscal spending and how to properly budget, I would tell them if they wanted a certain thing that they could put it on layaway and they could work toward it. Nowadays, everyone wants to just throw it on a credit card. And I think I've mentioned this before where my wife used to say, hey, look, I got you this shirt. It was 10% off. And I'd look at her and say, yeah, but you put it on a credit card that has 23% interest. And she never paid her balance off full. So, but they don't teach economics or anything like that today. And, of course, as long as they keep you starving, broke, in poverty, in ill health, they're always out on top. You have to suffer. Your family has to suffer. Imagine being elderly, even in your 50s or something like that, and your health suddenly takes a turn for the worse, and you find out that everything you've worked for your entire life, your home, cars, everything like that, now has to be hawked to be whatever, to gain more money, to eke out maybe perhaps another 5 or 6 years by either getting an organ transplant or what, and then having all the medicines to not have the rejection, these anti-rejection drugs, as well as the said painkillers and stuff. It's just like pulling a handle on a slot machine. You know, it's you put in for your insurance like that, you keep rolling real. Yeah, every once in a while you get paid out there, but nothing's of benefit. Again, people just fall the wayside of this constant milking by these corporations and governments that don't care about you. They only care about these big corporations, and that's what their national security interests are. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. More and more stuff is coming out on Twitter here. Again, like I say, whether it's on Saudi Arabia, they're using a law firm tied to the Trump lobby. And, of course, this is because Saudi Arabia now is pushing for a deal from the U.S. to put nukes in that country. And, of course, I'm wondering how far Israel will go with this because we know how close Israel is aligned with Saudi Arabia. In other news, the amount of radiation keeps showing up in all the plant life around Fukushima as being extremely health risky for those people in that area, as well as the amount of tonnage of water they keep dropping in the Pacific, the amount of film where they show that the molten pools inside the burned out reactors, that these reactors are in total meltdown, or like the old Jack Lemmon China syndrome. But again, these corporations just keep going on and on and on with able to destroy the planet, deforestate God knows how many hectares of land a day, which in turn those trees have turned CO2 into breathable air that we breathe. They poison our lakes and rivers and streams, and yet every time it always comes down to it's always the people. And, of course, I guess you could blame the people because they always, always buy the end products of these corporations. Just like I've mentioned before, I believe that here in Missoula they have a ink and toner business, which I don't slight. They do a good job. But one of their commercials on TV says that it takes about a gallon of oil to make this cartridge for a printer. And every time you hear a gallon of oil, I always wonder how many people died for that oil, how many people died for a gallon of gas. And likewise, with the United States supposed to be the predominantly biggest exporter now of LPG gas and oil, the extent of what that's causing with the fracking across this country here and the earthquakes and such, as well as the poisoning of water, and to where people can now light their own faucets in their homes on fire as the water pours out. And again, these health risks, whether it's lead in water up in Flint, Michigan, or any of that stuff, the people pay the price through suffering, child births that are deformed or stillborn births, or as I mentioned earlier, the babies being born without brains over in the Washington area there. But it's always the people that pay the brunt of this. And then, of course, you've got all your politicians that say to be able to do this, we need to raise taxes up to pay for this, instead of telling the corporations to clean up their own crap. Of course, that never happens. Even in Missoula recently here, they had a big scandal here about the Missoula water was owned by a firm that was not even here in Montana, but was actually out of Canada. But it just goes on and on that these corporations, the great corporate takeover of this country is happening, and that's corporate fascism, just like the banking, where you watch these bankers, they launder hundreds of billions of dollars with the drug cartel money, and then, if they are ever fined, they simply, through bailouts, have the American taxpayer pay that to bail the banks out, because they can't afford it. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana.
Anytime you go, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today.
day. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back to the closing segment of the show here. You know, amid these drug price increases, this Pfizer CEO gets a 61% pay increase to $27.9 million. This is unbridled greed, because if all remember last year that Pfizer had hiked 116 different drug prices. Again, when you see a commercial about advanced care on TV and you see some elderly man or woman sitting there with a table full of pills and stuff, you would realize what's going on, how they're just milking the entire system here. But anyway, last caller on the line here, Dan in Texas. Good evening, Dan. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, listen, I just got in. I caught the last part of your show, so next week I hope to get in sooner. But it seems like everybody's arriving. It's finally happening. Everybody's arriving at the same page at the same time. I heard you mention the Minister Louis Farrakhan. I heard David Duke last week. Last 15 minutes of his interview with someone, did research, then went and told other people about it, and they were like, this came from David Duke about Louis Farrakhan. It was all positive, okay? So my point is, be it Vladimir Putin, be it Hugo Chavez, be it Louis Farrakhan, be it you, sir, we're all figuring out who the problem is or what the problem is with humanity.
Well,
we're
Dan,
all going to rap. It's happening.
Yeah, Dan, let me say this.
Go ahead.
When I grew up in Las Vegas here, yeah, we had a few blacks that gave us problems like that, especially their dogs Bruno, these Doberman Pinschers. But you know what? Our other friends that were black, they far outweighed any other problem we had like that. It's, you know, it's a conditioning that people do or that are subjected to, just as well as my sisters and all their Hispanic friends and stuff. We had so many different friends, but they got to keep us at odds with each other, fighting back and forth, but it's all a distraction.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, let me tell you something, sir. When you get the likes of David Dukes agreeing with Louis Farrakhan, agreeing with Vladimir Putin, agreeing with Hugo Chavez, somebody's in trouble. Now we're getting there. Okay?
Thank you
very much.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Dan. Good to hear you again, okay? My bestie there. Anyway, one of my final show notes here is, why is NATO moving its airbase from Turkey to Jordan? And, of course, remember that Turkey has had a falling out with the United States here. Turkey, I don't know if they've moved them yet, but Turkey has in possession over there all those U.S. nuclear missiles there. But more and more we see that Turkey is upset with the United States because of the Kurds. The Kurds, of course, sell their oil to Israel, which is some of the richest oil in the Middle East there. And I've been saying for a long time now that if people can't see it, sides are being picked for World War III. Don't know if it'll be nuclear or anything like that, but we know it's going to be bloody. And again, the sides are aligning, and when you have like France's idiot up there with the $30,000 makeup job, when you see him talking about, again, red lines in Syria and stuff, you know that things are being well planned out ahead of time and what's coming up or coming down the pike there. So anyway, I'd like to thank all of our callers that called in. Thank all those in the on-frequency chat room there. Thank Kenneth in the control room. Up next is Blacklisted News Radio. Hope you stay tuned and listen to a little bit about what he has to say there. And we will catch you again next week. I have to take the dogs out, so we'll be back later. Take care.
The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.